Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. My name is Eric. My wife's name is Sheila. She's an Aries Taurus.
Okay.
Okay, she's 48 years old. I mean, she doesn't have to work. I own my own painting business. You know, I'm busy 7 days a week. You know, I own my own home. And Grant, my warehouse is so full of materials that I got to start bringing it over into my house. But not in my house, on my patio. You know, I'm doing all the right things. But I come home and she's just like laying down, sleepy, you know, not doing anything. I give her everything she needs.
Here's what's missing for Sheila. Sheila needs motivation for life. She needs to set a couple of goals. She needs to find a purpose for herself. Do you have kids that are grown up now and gone to college or something?
Yeah, they're already grown.
What's happened, sir, is that Sheila grew up in the era where women were only taught to be the mother. And then once the kids are gone, they don't know what to do with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be, and this is not something you're going to have an answer with in 5 minutes, but you and her can sit down and try to encourage her to find some hobbies, find a goal, whether it's writing a book, whether it's learning to paint, something that's going to give her meaning, because she's sitting at home and lying at home bored and feeling like there's nothing exciting because she doesn't have anything exciting in life. Not that you're not exciting, but as a human being, we all need goals. We need to set goals and be striving for something. The same way that you made a goal to build a business and to grow it, she needs to find a goal for herself. That's what's going to get her motivated.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been in my business for 25 years, you know, and then I think sometimes I feel a little guilty because I work 7 days a week, and I do.
Well, why don't you back off a little bit? I mean, if you're doing well, do you need to work 7 days a week? Maybe, you know, give her more attention. The kids are gone. I mean, if you work 6 days a week, why do you need to work 7 days a week? And then you miss. You know, here's my suggestion, or one of my comments. When you get to the end of your life, you're not going to remember all the work stuff. What you're going to really remember at the end of your life is the special moments that you spent with the people that you love, whether it was your children, your mother, your father, your wife. Create more of those moments, because, you know, business is business. The business will go on without you. And 7 days a week, why do you need to work 7 days a week? When do you get to go out and do what you enjoy doing, whatever that is? And do it together with your wife. Set some goals. Take a vacation. Enjoy your money. No use making money if you're not going to enjoy it.
Well, that is true. You made a point. You know, I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, please, I say this to people all the time. Don't let your life go by and then you get to the end of it and you go, oh, if only I'd done this. It's not just about making money and about growing businesses. It's about the things that are really special, the things that you can't buy with money or business. And that's the stuff, that's the time. You know, if you look back and you think about the stuff you've done with your wife, you're not going to remember the big things. It's the small things you're going to remember. It's the moments together you're going to remember. So create more of those moments. Plan a trip together. Go somewhere special. Find out what she'd love to do. Enjoy your money. You've only got it for one time, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
Well, good luck.
All right. I really do appreciate your time, and I enjoyed hearing you on the radio.
You are welcome, and thank you very much.
All right. You have a good day now.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir. Bye.